Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's episode of Friday Food for Thought. If you are new to the podcast, welcome in. Every Friday, well, really three episodes a week. Every Monday, I bring in a millionaire guest, somebody that has already achieved great success financially, but also who lives like a millionaire in other areas of their life, not just in their bank account. Wednesdays, we talk all things money, right? This show is, of course, about making you more money and seeing those commas and those zeros accumulate in your bank account. We talk market updates in terms of stock market, real estate, current events, news, all things that impact you and your investing decisions. And of course, Friday, today's episode is all about getting you to think about things, create more awareness around topics that challenge you, that inspire you, that help you through that awareness, get more clarity in exactly what it is that you want. And in order to get that, what you need to do. So today's episode, I wanted to dig in with you guys in, we haven't talked a little bit in some time about what the rich life actually is. Many of you who've been following me for years, if you've been a long-term listener of the podcast, a supporter of what we've been up to, I just want to thank you first and foremost. If you're new to the show or you're just checking out some of my content for the first time, I've been somebody that has been on the same journey that you guys have. Early on, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to make a lot of money, right? I was money motivated. And then as I started getting around more people who had accumulated the success and the wealth that I desired, I really saw two types of individuals. One that I really resonated with, one that I didn't want to be anything like. And those two individuals were both millionaires. They had a seven-figure net worth or greater. But one millionaire had a bunch of zeros and commas in their bank account, but they were bankrupt in their health. They were overweight. They were overworked. They had no mental or physical or spiritual health. They were really bankrupt from their families. They were estranged from their wives or estranged from their kids. They called themselves businessmen or businesswomen with families, but ultimately their families were the martyrs. They didn't get any priority in their life, and they just justified, right, being that business owner, but ultimately that took them away from what they said they were doing it for in the first place. And then, right, there was on the other side individuals that were not only killers in their bank account, but they were also living just as intentionally and just as purposefully and just as accountably in terms of their relationships with their spouses or their partners, with their families, with their kids. They held themselves in high regard in terms of being good role models, being good leaders, operating with integrity, operating with ethics. Their health was a priority because they knew without that, they didn't have anything, right? Their ability and intention to contribute to charities and causes beyond just themselves without any expectation of getting anything in return, taking bucket list trips and adventures, living life to the fullest. This is what I call the whole life millionaire. And this is ultimately what created the prompt and the desire for the Millionaire Mindcast. Because when I got around these individuals, what I realized was, hey, you know, I'm a pretty resourceful, I'm a pretty active person in finding the information, the resources that I need in order to close the gaps that I want to close. And when I got around these individuals, I realized there were so many of the conversations that I was being exposed to missing from everyday life for people like you and I who maybe weren't at that level yet to get access to. So this was about 6 or 7 years ago when I joined a millionaire mastermind group called GoBundance. And if you haven't checked out GoBundance and you're a high net worth individual, it's been a game-changing community and group. Some of my best friends, some of my best mentors, some of my best investors have been found in this mastermind group. But just check out GoBundance.com. I'll include that in the show description below for anybody that's looking for that. But basically, when I got around these people, I went, man, I need to create a platform that one, selfishly allows me to learn and have more of these conversations. Two, it's a great networking tool. And three, this is going to be a massive value add for people that don't get access to these kind of conversations, to this kind of wisdom, to these kind of experiences or resources. And that is where the Millionaire Mindcast was born. And as I went further and further down this personal development journey and this wealth journey and this life journey myself, what I realized was everybody has a different definition of what wealth actually is. What does it actually mean to you versus what does it actually mean to me? Those could be very similar, but they could also be very different things. And most importantly, you need to get clarity in what your definition of wealth is, right? What you see on Instagram and all of the fancy watches and the bags of money and the cars, is that really wealth and living a rich and fulfilling life to you? Maybe it is. I don't know. It's not my place to judge. I knew it wasn't for me. And so over the last, you know, decade of my career and my personal development journey, it's been about getting clarity in what my definition of rich is. And my definition of rich is R-I-C-H, the acronym, having very abundant and plentiful and rich relationships, are personal and professional, right? Having both of those verticals, being very intentional in your personal relationships with your family, with your spouse, your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, with your children, with your friends, right? We all need that personal aspect of interconnectedness to people that we love and care about that has nothing to do with work, that has nothing to tie in with your professional journey, right? But at the same time, we also need to have that strong professional network as well, because that can open up so many doors. And oftentimes those cross-pollinate, right? I is living intentionally in how you create your income and how you use that income to invest wisely to unlock passive income, mailbox money, which ultimately is a financial freedom variable in the rich life equation. C is community and contribution. Giving back to people, to charities, to causes, beyond just yourself, right? It's great to make a lot of money, but damn, does it feel good to be able to give away things to other people when you have the means and the ability to do it. And that should always be an intention behind, right, unlocking more happiness and fulfillment, knowing that you're making a big ripple effect, a big impact in other people's lives that you wouldn't have been able to do otherwise unless you work that into how you think, how you act, and what you give. And then the last piece is H, health, right? Without your mental, without your physical, without your spiritual health, without there being intentionality behind that, you're going to be broken. You're not going to have a strong foundation for any of this to be built on, right? So for me, using those verticals of relationships, income and investments, community and contribution, and health, that gives me this all-encompassing approach, knowing that there's subcategories right within those things that you might want to break down or get a little bit more granular on. But those four verticals cover a lot in terms of if you live intentionally in those areas of your life based on what kind of outcome you desire, if you're clear on that, right, you can create a very intentional action plan, roadmap, daily rhythm, habits in terms of what kind of person do you need to become to attract all of that into your life, to actualize all of those things physically in the real world. And so my encouragement for you today is to maybe just get a little bit more clarity in what exactly is it that you desire in terms of wealth, in terms of richness. And again, my definition of wealth is a life, a career. It is something that goes far beyond what actual dollars can buy you. Don't get me wrong, dollars and more money create more of a platform and more of an opportunity for you to fund that, to elevate that lifestyle and that definition, but it is not the end all be all of that definition, right? So I encourage you to get a little bit more clarity in what does a rich and fulfilling life look like for you? And a lot of people don't even know what that is. They just say, I want to make more money, or I want to travel more, or I want to be able to buy this. But that is missing so many aspects of a really rich and fulfilling definition of wealth, success, right? And so I would say that there are many different questions that you can ask yourself. And one of the things that I love to invite people to do, I actually created a YouTube video on it. You can head over to Matt Aitchison on YouTube and type in vision board. And there is a questionnaire on there. I call it the Rich Life Clarity Contract. It is also inside the Rich Life Planner. So you guys can check that out at therichlifestore.com. We're sold out of the Rich Life Planners, at least currently. I'm not sure when you're going to listen to this, but you can download the PDF. And you can also see it in the YouTube video. And it's called the Rich Life Questionnaire. And it's basically a variety of questions that you can ask yourself. Because again, the more quality questions you ask, the more clear and qualitative answers you're going to get. And so I created all of these different questions in those pillars, in those verticals, to help you get more granular, more clear on exactly what it is that you want. What does that vision for a rich and fulfilling life look like? And based on all those answers, you can start to compile and get clarity in what that is. And that is extremely powerful because when you can see it, you can be that much more intentional, that much more purposeful in taking the proper actions or avoiding the proper distractions, right, to going and getting it. So if you guys want to check that out, I would recommend going over to YouTube, looking up the vision board, a video on my YouTube channel, and seeing all of those questions, and then you can actually create a real life vision board. I don't know if you guys can see this, but I just pulled this off my shelf. I printed out, I have a big old poster that's actually framed in my office that has my vision board. I've got little 4x6s that I keep in my planner. I keep in my gym bag. I keep on my mirror. I want to stay in proximity to my definition of a rich life. And the more intimate and the more connected I am to this clear definition, the more intentional I can be, the more aware I can be every single day and taking the right steps and moving the needle forward, taking the right actions, right, that will help me bring that vision to life and create that and to live that every single day. And so I would encourage you to get clarity in your rich life. Go through that exercise, check it out, write out all of those answers, right? And then create an actual living, breathing document. Something that you can write out is in, you know, 3 or 5 years down the road, what is happening in all of those areas, right? And from there, then you can start to follow the breadcrumbs of life down the path that you're walking and make sure that you're moving in the right direction. So what is your definition of a rich life? I would love to know. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Know that we got all kinds of cool resources and downloads for you guys at millionairemindcast.com. If you want my free real estate investing course, just text the word invest to that same number, 844-447-1555. If you want a free financial x-ray from our financial team, Ryan, my co-host on Wealth Building Wednesdays, they do that for free for all of our Millionaire Mindcast listeners. Just text the word x-ray to that same number. If you haven't taken advantage of life insurance yet and the infinite banking concept, as most wealthy people do, and you want to know more about that, or you want to set up a free consultation call with Ryan and his team, just head over to becomethebank.info. And always be sure to check out the Rich Life Store for updated swag, updated planner information, and always know that I appreciate you guys so much. Many of you who continue to reach out, say what up, share your wins, also share your challenges and, you know, some of your failures, right? I commend each and every one of you for continuing to move the needle forward on unlocking your definition of a rich and fulfilling life. So with that being said, if you get any value from the podcast, if you enjoy it, all I ask is that you subscribe, leave a review. That's the biggest way you can help us make an impact in other people's lives and organically share and get this information in front of more people by leaving a review in iTunes or whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. And always know that if you continue to invest in yourself, invest in your wealth, your definition of wealth, something far beyond just what dollars can buy you, there is only a matter of time until you get to unlocking that. As long as you don't quit, you surround yourself with the right people, and you keep taking those necessary steps each and every day. With that being said, we'll see you guys in next week's episode. Cheers, my friends.